Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
All right, we're going to get a good stretch. Stretch, stretch like a kitty cat.
Meow, meow.
Rob has been in there doing his yogi stretches this morning, getting that old back loosened up where he's got that huge bulge.
Big bulge.
He got a bulge in his back and one in the front. And he brought him a walking stick today. Pimp Daddy.
Yeah. Hey, I like that cane you got there, Cat Daddy. Where are you going, Cat Daddy?
Ew.
Catting? You going out catting? His cone's red. Look at him.
Cat
That's
daddy.
One of those country sayings that I never really understood, but I think it means that that one is desirous of sexual activity, to say your cone is red, because I think it has something to do with roosters.
Maybe.
That is not what I thought.
No?
I thought it, same concept, mm-hmm. I thought it had something to do with a dog.
Ew.
Oh, really? Oh, meaning a dog's his lipstick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that.
And a lot of country country people when I was growing up would call a woman a split tail.
What?
A split tail.
What's that mean? What?
I always assumed it, you know, it was something.
Never heard that.
Yeah, me either. Well, I mean, not me either, but I have heard it.
You just told us.
Yeah. But I don't know what it means exactly, why it's called that, why they call women that.
He's like, me neither. I'm like, so you made it up?
She's a split tail. Yeah. Now, I get when they would call women fillies. I get that, because that's a female horse. So, what's the difference in a filly and a mare? Do you know, Ace?
I do not
In the
know.
Horse world?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about horses.
I don't either.
I was in the gas station yesterday, and there was the girl the young woman, I should say, in front of me. I noticed her riding pants
because
they're very.
I love those things.
They look good from behind, but yeah, like they're very noticeable because they've got like that kind of like butt padding. I guess I don't know, but they look like yoga pants, but they were brown. Then I noticed her boots, and then she had the jacket on, and her hair was pulled back and kind of up in a bun. And I went, "Oh, she's a horseback rider." That's what that is. But then she had trouble paying for her gas, like her card got declined. And I was thinking, well, I think equestrian sports are pretty expensive. That's an expensive hobby to get into horses.
Yeah.
And her card got declined, so I don't know what was going on. But she had a nice car and everything. She had to run out and swap out a credit card.
Yeah, that's what our office neighbor is into, equestrian stuff. Yeah. She's got horses and all.
Dressage, and isn't that one of them? Dressage and what's the other one? Jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Dressage is like the fancy, like prancing around kind of thing, I think.
Oh, the fancy horses.
Yeah.
Look at you, horse, with your fancy trot.
Yeah. I ride side saddle because I'm a lady.
What does that mean?
That's how girls used to ride horses back
their
in
legs,
the day.
Both legs over one side of the horse.
Yeah.
Side saddle. Yeah, because, you know, you could lose your virginity riding a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
The bounce is too hard.
I know a lot of girls lost theirs on a mechanical bull.
There it goes.
I just fell out.
You dropped your virginity on the floor.
You go up to the bar, look. You got a lost and found box?
I lost my virginity here last night.
I left my credit card and my virginity here last night. I was really drunk up.
Oh, God, that's funny. Yeah.
If anyone is saying Alexis's virginity, please bring it to the front desk.
Please bring Alexis's virginity to the front desk. Last seen by the mechanical bull.
Yeah, yeah, they had my virginity, but somebody had taken everything out of it.
Oh, man.
At least I got that back. You ever ridden a mechanical bull, Alexis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, at that bar here in Charlotte. Uh-oh.
Did they do it fast, or did they try to mess with you and do it slow and jerky to try to throw you off?
It was like jerky, I think, if I remember correctly.
How difficult was it for you to climb up onto it?
They helped me up there.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't climb up myself. Even if I tried to bounce and jump off, it wasn't not going to happen.
Yeah. And that mechanical bull was probably like, ooh, finally I got a break from the big girls.
Yeah. I stayed on there for a good amount of time.
How long is a good amount of time?
I think it was like at least 15 seconds.
Oh, okay.
15 seconds?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they would go that long. I thought it was 8 and then they would stop. If you made it to 8, they stop.
I don't know. Maybe it was.
I guess when they're doing it for girls, it's more like an amusement park ride rather than you're just trying to ride it
as a
bucking bull. It's bucking bull.
Bucking bull.
I hate a bucking bull. But they used to, I remember, well, do y'all know what brought on the mechanical bull into our popular culture? The movie Urban Cowboy. It was about, you know, it was John Travolta, and it was about a huge bar, which it was called Gilly's, and that was a real bar. And all this action happened around this drama, around this country bar. And the focus of it was a mechanical bull, like a bull riding contest. And once that movie hit, it was huge. And then even Winfield, Louisiana, as little as it is, we got a mechanical bull. But it wasn't permanent. It was only for 1 week when the fair came through. Yeah. They used to have, I don't know if they still have them at the, they were called parish fair then, or the county fair, if they still have mechanical bulls. But that was, I mean.
At the Wynn Parish Fair.
Yeah. And I think it was something like $3 to ride it once.
$3? Mm-hmm. And also, like, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a time when, like, you know, gas
was
like,
that's what I'm saying,
75, 80 cents a gallon or something.
Back then.
Yeah. And so my brother-in-law, Chuck, he, as he likes to say, he rode bulls professionally for however many years. And a few years back, he was, you know, got a little side hustle going. He and his brother bought a mechanical bull together, and they would go around to festivals and stuff and on the weekends. And people would line up down the street to ride the mechanical bull.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Urban Cowboy, where you could hear the Mickey Gilly classic, "Well, the girls all get prettier at closing time."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Facts of life, my friends. Yep. Facts of life.
Yeah. Y'all have never seen that movie?
No.
Oh, God. Y'all would laugh at that so much. Yeah. And it wasn't a comedy.
It's corny.
Y'all would think it was really corny. Yeah. If I watched it now, I would laugh, too.
It ushered in a wave of, it made country the thing. It was massive. And then it wasn't just a city thing. I mean, it wasn't just a southern thing. It became, every city had a country bar. I mean, John Travolta did it twice. Saturday Night Fever launched the disco phase, and then he was in Urban Cowboy. He was the star of Urban Cowboy, which launched this huge country wave.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first time that country music became pop music.
That was before Grease?
No.
No.
Oh.
Grease was first. Grease, then Saturday Night Fever, then Urban Cowboy was last.
Saturday Night Fever was first.
Then Grease?
Then Grease. Then Urban Cowboy. And urban means city, so you see the contradiction there. He's a city cowboy.
Yeah, I got that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he was from a big city, and I think he was from New York in the movie, and then he moved to Houston to live with his uncle, his aunt and uncle, and that's how he got into the hanging out with the country folk.
It's the city mouse goes to the country.
Huh?
City mouse goes to the country.
That's right.
Type of story.
City mouse becomes country mouse.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't realize.
Tale as old as time.
That's a different mouse movie.
A lot of mice.
hell is on this time.
You talk about somebody being hot, though. You don't believe. I didn't know this, TJ. Saturday Night Fever was released December 12th, 1977. Grease was released in like June 13th of 1978. Those two movies are only 6 months apart.
Yeah.
And they're both legendary.
Mm-hmm. Well, when he was on the set of Grease, he knew that Grease was a big, going to be a big budget type movie and all. And one day he went to the cast and he said, I did this movie a while back. It's probably not going to be anything, but they're having a premiere of it. I wonder, would you guys go with me to this? And, you know, like I said, don't laugh at it or anything. It was work. You know, I got some work and I just did it. And they went and saw it was Saturday Night Fever and they all flipped out and they were like, what are you talking about? This is great. But he just thought it's a paying gig and, you know, it's getting the rent paid. He had no clue that it was going to be that huge.
Got me in a movie. Got me moving forward in my movie career.
Yeah, because Grease was the one that he really was into because of the singing and dancing part of it and all. He didn't sing in Saturday Night Fever.
But to have those two movies within 6 months of each other. And then a year and a half later, he had Urban Cowboy, which was another just monster hit.
I don't think I've seen Saturday Night Fever. Or what it, was it Saturday Night
Fever? Saturday Night
Fever. I don't think I've seen that
one. It's another one of those, you would laugh.
It's dark.
Yeah, but you would laugh at the clothes and the you know, just the things they talk about and the clothes and the way they live. You would think it's stupid and funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's a dark like drama.
Oh, it's a drama. Yeah,
and it takes place in New York and they're all poor. Ugh.
Watch the hair. Watch the hair.
And they're Italian.
Italians.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right. But I mean, you know, I chalk up all of his success, that John Travolta, to that dimple in his chin. He wouldn't have had that success without that. People say that that is the most adorable birth defect you can have, is a dimple.
On your chin?
Anywhere.
Oh, I love
on your ass.
They are birth defects. Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't really? Crazy? Mm-hmm. I love dimples. Oh, my favorite.
How does it, why is it a defect or defect?
I don't know. I guess because you got a dent in your face.
Really?
That sounds defective to me. If you went and bought a car and drove it home and had a dent in it, you'd say, hey, this car's defective. It's got a dent. Same with a baby.
Well, yeah.
You say, this baby smiles, he got a dent in his face. Take it back.
Fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still a Scientologist?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
I know. I hate that he's going to hell. But I'm not so sure. He's a good person, so I don't know if he'll go in a handbasket or just
go in a handbasket. People still say he's a good person, unlike Tom Cruise. So.
Now, he's going in a handbasket. Fast.
JT.
Yeah. And what is the purpose of the adding handbasket to that?
Hell in a handbasket.
Why would they say handbasket?
I don't know. Let me see what I can find out.
Is a handbasket like a picnic basket?
That's what I assume. How would that get to hell any faster than, you know, you seem like you'd say, he's going to hell in a jet plane. Or he's going to hell in a rocket.
It's like, pack up all your shit in that basket.
Yeah.
They're taking your ass.
Okay. In the 19th century, the phrase has been found associated with the American Gold Rush of the 1840s, where men were lowered by hand in baskets down mining shafts to set explosives, which could have deadly consequences.
All right.
So you're going to hell because you're going down in a basket. That makes sense.
Now we know, see?
It does say, though, the origin of the phrase has been much debated. It may be dated to the baskets used to catch guillotined heads in the 18th century.
Well, that'd be a head basket, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to hell in a head basket. Doesn't have as much of a ring to it.
So they've got a couple of different thoughts.
All right. So we have other very interesting little tidbits coming up.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
I had a major embarrassing moment yesterday. And I usually don't get embarrassed by things that I do. I get embarrassed about things that other people do that I'm associated with, you know, with whom I'm associated. But yesterday, Ace and I did this big production. We were judges in a talent competition, and the whole thing was recorded with TV cameras and lights and makeup and hair and all of that stuff. Well, when I go in, when the director sent the instructions to say, you know, we're going to start taping at 2-ish, so if you need hair, makeup, stuff, you can be here a little earlier or whatever. So we get there, and there wasn't it was, okay, we're ready for you in the hair and makeup.
You need.
Yeah, you need. So we go down there, and of course, the first thing I say is, all right, I apologize that y'all are going to have to be doing this to me because I know I have the grossest, most oily skin in the world, and you're really going to have your work cut out for you today if you got to keep me from being shiny. So I got ahead of it. Then they did it. It was fine. And they were like, yeah, you do. Maybe you should try this or this or this, like to cut down on the excess oil in your skin. And then during the taping of the show, constantly they were having to stop and, you know, touch up everybody, but mainly me, because the oil was coming through in my skin. And I knew also I have some little breakout places on the back of my head back here, kind of like ingrown hairs when I shave my head and all. And I'm sure it's gross, but I can't see it. All I can do is feel them.
Oh, I want to pop them.
And so she's having to come around, and she's hitting the brush all over my head because, you know, my head is shaved. And I know she's looking like, oh, I didn't give a disclaimer about those bumps back there. She's probably thinking, how gross is that? So, I mean, this goes on all day. So we finish, wrap up everything, and then we have to go over into another room, another part of the building, to a different studio to do one more little segment as a wrap up of the show. And when that's done, Ace and I are kind of back into this little green room area, and she comes back with her phone in her hand and acting really shy, and she says, can I get a picture with you guys? I've kept it together all day. I've been wanting to tell you how much I love your show, and I've been listening since I was a kid, and my mom's going to freak out when she, you know, when I send her these pictures and all this stuff. So then that made it worse. I'm like, oh. Now she's going to tell her mom, yeah, they were so nice and everything, but TJ's skin is disgusting. Not only does he have puddles of oil, but he's got these bumps in the back of his head. Looks like he's, you know, he's got the monkey pox.
Whoa, gross.
Freddy Krueger.
He's got a bumpy head.
So I want to look her up whenever those bumps go away and say, see, look, I'm not like that all the time.
I'm not a freak.
But yeah, I did. I felt like Elephant Man.
Stop it.
Wow.
Look away. I'm hideous. Look away.
What do they do to cover up your oil? What do they put on? A lot of powder?
Powder, uh-huh. Yeah.
They powdered your face.
A lot of they pat.
What kind of makeup they put on you, Ace?
Mainly just powder on my face to darken my face a little bit.
They slicked your hair down.
Yeah, they slicked.
They
it down
slicked your hair down.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta see this.
Yeah, I need to see that.
Yeah, I don't know that you can even really tell that much in the picture in the video.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave him.
They like, your little hairs are fluffy. We got to put those down. Yeah,
gave him a little fried, dyed, and laid to the side.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Yeah, look at you really guys.
I know, but I did. I was like, all the way home, I was thinking, God.
I'm going to try that.
It would have been easier to, you know, if she weren't such a big time supporter of the show and all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I always hate to think about letting somebody down. You know, and for somebody to be a fan of our show all these years and then find out I'm disgusting.
I liked him so much until I found out
he has those lumps in his
those
head.
Those bumps of
yes. I loved him until I found out that he had these bumps on the back of his head.
My entire life has been disgusting. A lie.
We just call him Bump Ahead TJ. You
know? I'm going to throw up thinking about him.
We call him. We call him Grease Bumps.
Oh, God. Around here, we call him Grease Bumps.
He may be known to the world as TJ, but me and Nicole call him Grease Bumps.
It was so nice to grease you. I mean, meet you. I'm so sorry. Oh, my God.
That's that little Crisco.
Damn, boy, you oily.
Yeah. And you know, they were like, damn, again? We got to go back out there again. Damn.
Now, how can we, can we watch this eventually?
Yeah, I want to see it.
We just don't know where.
Yeah, once they get it all fully produced and put together.
I don't know where.
You don't know. You don't
have I won't watch it. I don't even watch those little teaser clips that Todd sends around and that y'all put up on the and tag us in on the stories.
It's Todd.
Yeah. I just see that what it is, and then I hit, you know, put on my story. I never watch them. Hurts my eyes.
Oh, my God.
The lights are too bright.
Lights too bright. I watch them every day to make sure. Tied in, stuck some bull up there. That's terrible.
What?
I just watch it to make sure it's not terrible.
I think you do a great job, Todd. And I love them all.
I didn't say he didn't do a great job. I just, like, I check it.
Yeah, he's just wanting to make sure that Todd doesn't, like, you know, superimpose whatever you call that. Superimpose a deer in Ace's hand.
That would be hilarious.
Todd, can you do that?
Please.
He replaces. You know, Ace starts gesturing just with that pen.
Yeah.
Put his pen in his hand.
Yeah.
If Todd just put a dildo in there instead of the pen.
Oh no!
I would love that.
Another penis? Are you kidding me?
And he did the same with his microphone. So
it's like, it's like I'm talking into it the whole time.
Yeah, talking into a penis.
He's like, I'm not holding penises.
He's doing like a real serious story, and it's just a big old penis.
Can you do that, Todd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So mature.
I mean, you want to get views on something.
Yeah.
Right.
Superimpose some dicks on it. Our numbers are going to skyrocket.
Works every time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
How do you think those superhero movies sell so many tickets?
Penises?
Yep.
That's what it is.
Everywhere. Those, what do you call them? Easter eggs.
Easter eggs. Yeah. Disney's known to do that.
Uh-huh.
Putting big peckers in scenes and things like that.
God, that would be so funny. But I really most of the time I don't like when we go do things, not these video things that we do, but like TV type things, because I don't know, I don't feel as comfortable on a, like when we go be on the news or something, or on a local talk show or something like that. But yesterday wasn't so bad. I mean, we were just hanging out. But we didn't do this yesterday, but having to stop and then reshoot something, or like when we used to do TV commercials for our show, and they would say, perfect. And we go, all right. You know, one more just to be safe. Yeah. Like, come on. How are we going to be safe? Look, did it save? Are you safe then?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
One more to be safe.
There was one time that we flew to Nashville and shot a series of commercials. Like, did the show that morning, left early, straight to the airport, got on a plane, flew to Nashville, walked into this building. They had catering set up. It was like the first real big deal like that we'd done. And we were supposed to shoot 12 30-second commercials in a day. Which we thought, okay, no problem. We'll knock that out. Except the station logo is on a screen behind us. And every so many seconds, it would glitch because the screen reset itself. So we'd be in the middle of just tearing through one of them. God. And the guy would be like, cut. It's glitch. So they go, okay, well, how long is it till it's like 75 seconds? Well, okay, we got time to do one more. You know, but we ended up doing, we did them so quickly. The guy's like, do you just want to wing a couple for fun? And because we have plenty of time to record a few more. And we did a couple more. They're like, okay, we're done. We've done, you know, however many we've done.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It was.
But most importantly, at this thing yesterday, what kind of snacks and food did you guys have?
Well, they had a charcuterie, and somebody was eating some chocolate. I saw that, and I didn't eat any of the snacks. Either. Yeah,
I didn't. I was terrified that someone would get in my teeth or whatever, and I wouldn't notice it until it was too late and mess everything up. So I just had some water.
Oh, boring.
Yeah,
or professional. Either way, you know, just trying not to hold up the thing, just kind of keep it moving.
Be on camera,
oh, like, yeah, and they gave us a gift basket with treats in it when we left. That's where these Danish butter cookies came from that Ace brought in here. So
what did you bring from your basket?
A 12 pack of nothing.
Still got it.
I'm telling you,
my wife and daughter attacked the basket when I came in, so. I don't even know if there's anything left in it. And they weren't eating it all right then. They were just picking out the stuff that they wanted and carrying them off like squirrels in a tree.
Yeah. Ours got organized in the pantry. It's like, I know you like these, but I'm going to put these over here for me kind of thing. And then
what other things were in there?
My wife's grandmother was there last night. And so we're like, do you want these? I know you like this trail mix. She's like, yeah, I'll take that. You know. We were trying to get rid of the thing. Like these, that's why I brought these butter cookies. They were sitting on the counter. Amanda and I were standing there talking. And after about the third one, we each had, about three. Just you didn't realize you'd had them. It's like, these things are delicious. Get them out of here. We got to get rid of them. Or we're just going to sit here and eat them all.
Yeah. And that's the thing about Amanda. Everything looks good but her cookies. She's a butter cookies. Yeah.
They're funny. From the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Did y'all see this story about it's a 14-year-old boy, and he is a baseball player, and his practice got rained out. They're practicing for an all-star tournament coming up. So his mom and dad were at work, and he decided that he was going to have his friends come over, and they were going to have batting practice inside the house.
Well, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, obviously. You know what happened.
It's a bad judgment call on his part.
So they're ripping baseballs through the living room, balls just lodging into the sheetrock and the walls, and they're running bases in there, and cleats are tearing up the floor. It was just a huge mess. So thank goodness they have the internets, and they could go to acetj.com/Paul Davis.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah. So Paul Davis Restoration, get over there and get those little baseball hooligans outside and start cleaning up behind them and rebuilding that house.
Couldn't believe that. It's horrible.
Yeah, I was like, what?
It's really bad.
You're a liar.
You're
a liar.
But you get the idea.
Yeah. So what happens is that when something happens like that that destroys part of your house and you need it put back the way it was and you need it done in a timely manner, their team of emergency technicians at Paul Davis Restoration gets on it. They get over there. They get you back to the way life was before your crazy, you know, idiot son had batting practice in your living room. Or, you know, the way things were before you had the fire or the flood. Either way, so they're all equally dangerous for your dwelling. And the thing about Paul Davis Restoration and Paul Davis is that they don't you know, they don't begrudge having to do all this. They don't dread putting your house back to the way it was. As a matter of fact, Paul love it. Paul love it. So acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul Davis.
I just realized we were actually broadcasting live on our Facebook page.
You don't remember me saying that?
No, I don't. But I don't remember me saying that, Todd. But I know.
Did you do something weird with your face?
No, my camera keeps freezing.
Oh,
for one thing. Number two, as Mr. Todd said, that light on your face works.
It doesn't.
But it makes me look like an asshole.
It makes you look like
I'm the only person with a light shining up on my face.
Have a light.
Because over there.
My face is now just orange. Like you can tell, you can tell it's a light on my face. Like it's an orange light on my face, and I look like a doofus.
You look like a doofus with that orange light.
You look too pale, so I try to put color on you.
I get it.
Let me see.
It just looks weird now. That it looks odd. I'm the only one with a light. I have a special light. I just put my face right in it.
Well, then that little light of yours, you need to let it shine.
Light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
But he acts like that's so out of the ordinary for him to be walking around with a spotlight shining on him constantly.
And cameras and stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's like, don't, Todd, don't.
No.
I'm
trying to act
People are going to think I'm a diva. Get my good side.
OnlyFans is a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Oh, look at me.
Oh, God.
Oh, my hair is like
okay. Todd, when I start my OnlyFans page, are you going to do the filming for me?
Sure.
Okay.
Can you take, who's got that monitor up there? Yeah, I don't want to see that. It's awful.
I do. I look good. I look orange.
You look orange.
Good look for me.
He's like, I'm like the sun.
Well, is it orange or do you want to be super white? I mean, you got to choose one.
Yeah, you're right. I kind of like the orange. The orange is growing on me the more I complain about it.
But is the proper adjective super white? I mean, is that
super white?
I know. Could we just not use pale?
Yeah.
You got to jump in. Do you want to look super white
super
or orange?
Translucent.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. I don't like. We have natural light coming in here, which I don't. I don't like the natural light or the fluorescent light.
I want fake light.
I want all candles.
Oh, I love that.
But TJ, you used to be the person that always wanted all the lights on in the room and everything.
Yeah, I still do unless I'm being videoed.
Yeah, okay.
You know. Yeah, I don't like, I'm like a gremlin when there's a video camera. No bright lights.
Mm-hmm. No, you guys are a bunch of cuties. Stop it.
No, I wish I had the camera angle that Alexis has, where I'm just kind of, you know, can I trade spots with Alexis? You want to sit over here so I can have your camera angle?
Or half the time someone else's microphone is blocking out your face.
I try to remember. I try to push it down.
Riggins, look at where my computer froze. Look at me. Like.
Is that your computer that froze or the camera?
Yeah, I didn't take a picture. That's too funny. What am I doing?
Yeah, we ask that every day about you, Alexis. Yeah.
What the hell
is she doing? Fun fact for you ladies, you crime doc ladies, you probably already know this. If you are worth anything as a crime documentary follower, you know this already. If this is a surprise to you, then you're not the real deal. But the percentage of serial killers in the U.S. that are men is 92.3%. I was thinking that was a little bit low. I thought it was higher than that.
I'd never see a female serial killer.
Very, very, very rare for a woman serial killer. That Eileen Warnos, that's why that was such a huge deal when her case was out, and they made, the, you know, it's still, you know, people still talk about that one.
What defines a serial killer?
Someone who kills, first of all, it takes three to become a serial killer, but someone who who is killing in a pattern, usually is what it is. Like, if I were a serial killer, let's say, and they started investigating and they would go, oh, you know what? Every one of our victims possesses characteristics like Jody.
Right.
You know,
there's a,
or my mom.
There's a recognizable pattern.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But only three people, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest TikToks I've seen recently. I didn't even realize it wasn't real. A guy put up a TikTok and it's got a picture of a woman and she's leaning like on a fence or something. And it's, and the guy, you know, his, you know, your head will pop in like a green screen. And the guy's like, you guys have got to check this show out on Netflix. This is, and he says the woman's name. He goes, and in whatever the year, she and her family were at an amusement park. She gets on the car in front of them. And when they come back, she's never to be seen again. It's called The Vanishing. No one's seen her to this day. It is, and it looks so real. Turns out it's not real at all. And the guys, and the guy's views and comments and likes are through the roof. Because Amanda said, I found out about it because she was showed it to me. And I said, that looks good. She goes, it doesn't exist. She goes, I Googled it immediately. As soon as it was over, I started Googling it, trying to find the story. She goes, then I went back and watched the TikTok two more times to make sure I got the names right. And I'm sure that's what happened. Most people that saw it went back and watched it. Mm-hmm. More than like, maybe I missed something. We'll go back and watch it again to make sure they got the name right. But then when you go through the comments, some people got it immediately and were laughing. Other people didn't like the fact that they had been tricked. But it's a completely fabricated story that he said is out on Netflix. And he has the Netflix, that arched Netflix logo. Mm-hmm. It's, so, yeah, it's really funny.
The people that will claim that they knew it was a joke, but that it's not funny.
Yeah.
You know, rather than admit they got pranked.
Yeah,
they fell for it.
The other ones were people that, like, Amanda in the comment, you got me. I went and tried to look it up on, I Googled it. I tried to find it on Netflix. I came back to watch it again. You know, it's really well done, though. There's no tip off at all. He never tips his hand that it's a lie.
Alexis, do you know what giraffes and humans have in common?
Nope.
Humans and giraffes have the same number of vertebrae in the neck.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Seven.
You would think it would be like 7,000. Right.
But each one of the giraffe's vertebrae measures about 10 inches long. Wow. That's the difference.
Where is my vertebrates at?
Your vertebrates are in your neck and down your back.
What is like my
your
spine?
Yeah.
The tip off to that, Alexis, was when he said you have seven vertebrae in your neck.
Well, yeah, but I was like, where exactly in my neck are they? Where are they at, though?
Well,
where are they at, though?
Right in the side.
Yeah. Yeah. Run your hand down along the side of your neck to see if you can feel your vertebrae.
What part of my neck are my vertebrae?
I think vertebrates is better.
Yeah, right? Vertebrae.
Vertebra, what's your neck doing?
That's crazy.
Look at that vertebrate, girl.
So we're close to giraffes,
mm-hmm.
anatomically.
Exactly.
I got a big old,
big old giraffe hanging down there. Oh man, look at him! It looks like he got a giraffe's neck down there.
God.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Laying it too.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Woo! All right, everybody's talking about the heat. Like we've never had a heat wave before. But they said the other day that it can help keep you cool if you're a man and, well, even a woman, if you don't wear underwear. You know, you are drawless. Walking around, shed the drawers, make yourself cooler. But If you really want to attempt to cool off in that area, make it smooth. You know, get rid of the fur coat. So go ahead and order Manscaped today. Now, with Manscaped, you know, you've seen their TV commercials. You hear us talking about them on the radio and on the podcast and everything. So you know their products are great. And that Performance Package 4.0, that comes with the trimmer, which has the skin-safe technology to reduce the accidents going on down there. It also comes with all kinds of other cool stuff. The weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, the deodorants and the sprays and all of that stuff to keep things fresh. And the draws that come with it, the underwear is as a free gift, are very, very special and luxurious. And the travel kit. So it's just a big package from Manscaped, the Performance Package 4.0. You get 20% off and free shipping when you go to manscaped.com/ and then use AceTJ as a promo code. Manscaped.com, AceTJ promo code for 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com.
It's an impressive package.
It is.
Nice package.
So how long do you think it'll be before y'all give Ace a break on what he said the other day that y'all find so funny?
I can't let it go.
That's Alexis.
A lady sent him something that was saying that it was a note that Ace's daughter left him one time, and so she put that note on a miniature quilt and sent it as a gift to Ace. And very sentimental and a lot. But Ace made the tiny mistake, which anybody could have made, of referring to the item as a wall napkin.
What I actually said was,
and they won't let it go.
I've let it
go. Alexis won't let it go.
What I actually said was, as I was trying to describe it, I said, I'm not sure what to call it. I want to call it, and I said, I want to call it a wall napkin, but I know that's not right.
But, like, what is a wall napkin?
I don't know, but it wasn't correct. So I was stipulating the fact.
It's like, I want to call it, but okay, where'd you get that?
I don't know exactly what to call it. My first instinct is incorrect. I'm actually saying my instinct is wrong in this one.
Where would your instinct even get that concept?
I want to call it a rope sled.
I've been laughing about that.
You know why?
Here's
how I arrive at that. It's bigger than a handkerchief. Yeah. It's smaller than a blanket or a quilt. So it's kind of in between. It's about the size of a formal napkin.
Yeah. But why would you put it on your wall?
Because you want to put it up so people can read what it says. It's a piece of art.
It's not something to be stuck in the drawer.
It's not something you would wipe your mouth with.
Yeah.
It's a hanging.
Yeah.
This ain't a wiping napkin. This is a wall napkin.
Exactly.
A napkin for your wall.
But you know what?
I even said, that's incorrect. It's not called a wall napkin. I don't know what it would be called.
That's one of my favorite things.
But
ever.
I mean, look, my walls are nasty eaters anyway. They're messy eaters.
Always.
And they can use a wall napkin. Yeah. But yeah, I think that's what it is. I think it's a miniature quilt kind of thing. It's really cool.
Yeah, that would be very a nice. More proper term.
It sounded like a tapestry, almost.
Was it?
Almost, yeah.
The lettering or all of it?
All of it. Like, it's a piece of art that's sewn that you hang on your wall. Yeah.
But it seems smaller than a...
Yeah, I guess so.
But I don't know what the technical sizes would be. Because it's a good size. It's just not as big as a tapestry, but it's bigger than a handkerchief.
Oh, my God. We need to make and sell... In the merch store, Ace and TJ wall napkins.
We need that because, I found myself like randomly throughout the day just laughing. I need to get my wall napkins put up.
You know what? We might just start something.
Official Ace and TJ wall napkins. What do you do with it? Huh? Whatever you want. You hang it up.
Yeah, you put it on the wall.
You can use it however you want.
Wall napkins. It's a wall napkin.
I want to call it a wall napkin.
You can hang it on your wall. You can wipe the wall down. It's whatever you want to do.
Believe it or not, when you Google it, there's nothing that comes up for wall napkins.
Really, Rob?
Damn. Just like mounted napkin dispensers is all that comes up.
I want to call it.
I want to call it a wall napkin.
That's what we're going with.
Look, I know this is not right.
Yeah,
but
I'm gonna say it anyway.
Yeah. I want to call it a tractor skirt.
I just created something, and we're going to make money off the wall napkin.
Well, don't get too ahead of yourself saying we're going to make money off of it.
Yeah, we're going to start selling, TJ Try, we're going to start selling Ace and TJ wall napkins now. You get a set of five with everybody's face on them.
I know this is not right, but, you know, I look at it, I want to call it a unicycle tampon. Look, I said I knew it wasn't right.
Exactly. That's not what I said.
That's just what came to mind.
That's the first
thing that popped in my head. Wall napkins.
What I said was, I don't know what it's called. It's something like a wall napkin.
That's exactly right. I'm not sure what it is, but I know it's not what I'm about to say it is.
Yeah. Bingo.
That's an acknowledgement.
It's so sweet. It's like a wall napkin. Yeah. Oh, that was so good.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm right all the way around.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Because I didn't call it a wall napkin.
Yeah.
I said I wanted to, but I knew it was wrong.
Right. It's definitely not a wall napkin.
Although I do think
I do want to call
the next thing we've got to do is come up with Ace and TJ unicycle tampons.
Yeah. All
right. I'm going to call it. I want to call it a shoe, but I'm
not. Still not right.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.